Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ravens, they've lost two in a row since their five-game winning streak. A lot of controversy about the officiating surrounding that one. Here to talk about that and more, longtime NFL writers on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Jason Cole. Jason, how are you feeling today?
I'm great, but I'm feeling some LaGrange by ZZ Top.
Well, we can make that happen. Nolan McGraw, he's our Ryan Seacrest / DJ. Over
he
there,
is.
Jason.
He's very much got those qualities.
He does. Now, Phillip Rivers had first-round draft pick qualities 21 years ago, and here the Colts are signing him to the practice squad at 44 years old. I mean, certainly speaks volumes about Phillip Rivers and his want-to and the dilemma that the Colts face at QB. But, I mean, are things that dire in the quarterback landscape that a guy that is literally on the Hall of Fame ballot – might be suiting up this week against the Seattle Seahawks here?
Yeah. Sire. if you're trying to go anywhere in the playoffs, should I say playoffs? Yeah, I mean, you got to bring in a guy who knows the system, might be able to make a few plays. You got to take advantage of, this is a down year in the AFC, right? Mm. You've got a real possibility, because are you scared of Denver? No. Are you scared of the Chargers? No. You know, the Ravens, are they going to make it? You know, the Steelers, are you scared of them if they make it? The Bills, yeah, if they decide they want to play hard. I mean, Jacksonville, come on. Like, so if you get a few plays, like, if you can get five or six plays out of your quarterback over the course of the playoffs, that might get you through it. I mean, I really believe that. Now, do I think a guy who's 5 years removed can make those plays? Man, football is a rep game. It's a reaction game. I love some Phillip Rivers, and I think he's the borderline Hall of Fame case. I mean, he's on the Hall of Fame ballot this year. I voted for him. He's one of the 15 guys I put in the final. I mean, which tells you a lot. But man, I mean, this could get dangerous in a hurry for him if his reactions are not good enough. Let's just put it that way. So we'll see. I know he's been coaching and doing some stuff to kind of keep him in shape, but there's a difference between coaching high school kids and actually, you know, being in game shape.
Now, Jason, I don't know that I've ever seen a game where referees made three critical calls in a game. You know, and when the official Alex Moore, the referee, after the game, he didn't even know the rule about, you know, the Travis Jones one where it was the field goal attempt, you know, which ended up giving them 4 points. And then I don't know what you felt about the likely and the Aaron Rodgers plays, but it was the refereeing and officiating right now in the NFL to me is really scary.
Well, I think part of it is that guys think too much, if that makes sense. I mean, in one case, the guy didn't know the rule, and that's horrendous, okay? So there's no excuse for that. There's, you know, interpreting the rule incorrectly. I mean, that can't happen. I mean, people should know the NFL rule book is not a three-page guide, okay?
Right.
So it is complicated. But I also think that we are in an era where we ask referees to do too much thinking rather than reacting. And when you ask guys to think through plays, things happen so fast that they misinterpret it. And sometimes they're like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to call a touchdown because this will call for a review, or I'm going to, you know, rule that this is a turnover because it'll go straight to review. And I would rather have guys just reacting all the time and not thinking, because that's the nature of how you're supposed to play, or you're supposed to do any activity, and do things definitively. And then we can figure out how do we fix it when they inevitably make mistakes, because they're human beings. But I think that this is a natural sort of degeneration of the state of officiating that has happened over the years. I mean, it's a long time coming, but it has been a point where referees, instead of knowing the rules thoroughly, calling it the way they see it, calling it right away, and being definitive, have increasingly been told, oh, no, no, in this situation, we want you to do this. Now you've added an element of thinking to something that should be a reaction activity.
Yeah, like a player, you can't play fast if you're thinking.
Yeah. And look, I know that everybody thinks that officiating is a really simple thing. I dare somebody, you know, like, how about go to field levels, right? And go to field level and see how fast the game is. If you've ever stood on the sidelines or anywhere close to the sidelines, like, it happens really, really fast, okay? And things that we see in super slow motion and replay and high def, it just ain't that easy. Now, I know there's a lot of calls that guys miss, and, you know, that happens, and stuff that's right in front of them, and you go, what went wrong here? But I just say that it's a really tough human activity that we've only made harder because we can examine things so thoroughly. Now, I would also add on to this, but one of my dreams, an idea that I've been trying to pitch for a long time, was to do something called You Make the Call, like a redo of that old show that we all watched back in the 70s, mm-hmm. where you got to see a game. And I want to do it as I want to have a competition among 12 people from out on the street to see how good a job they would do as officials. And you have to see how it works. And yeah, they get to win, you know, like, they can't win a job because they're not qualified, but you could win like Super Bowl tickets or something like that if you win it. But I think that it would actually be hilarious, because if you had 12 people off the street trying to figure out how to ref a game or a practice or anything like that, it would be like, people would find out very quickly just how hard it is.
Hey, Jason, a team to me that's going to be scary, is if they can stay healthy, is the Texans. I mean, with that defense, they got a chance every game.
Yeah, but how good do you think? I mean, Stroud's not playing all that well this year, right? And the offensive line is better than last year, but not great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's scary? I mean, you do have to score some points. And again, we get back to the original point I made about Phillip Rivers, which is things are a little more wide open than they generally are. Like, you're not going to have Mahomes in the playoffs in all likelihood. You're probably going to only have one of Lamar Jackson or Aaron Rodgers. You're probably not going to have Joe Burrow, right? You're going to get Josh Allen in the playoffs, and Justin Herbert in all likelihood. But it's just not the same, right? So maybe Stroud lifts them. But as good as their defense is, like, I just don't see enough consistency to say, okay, they're going to win three games in a row. Might happen, because I'm not sure that anybody's all that well-suited to just lay down and win three games in a row. But I just don't I just don't really trust that team. I mean, I don't trust Jacksonville either. I trust Jacksonville even less than Houston. Way less.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah. Now, Jason, what do you think the AFC North, the loser of the division, whether it be Pittsburgh or Baltimore or whatever, that the head coach may be in trouble?
Well, Pittsburgh's made it pretty clear that Tomlin's not in trouble. And these are two organizations that pride themselves on wanting to maintain continuity and to maintain, you know, the authority of the head coach. Now, Bisciotti does not, you know, Bisciotti doesn't talk to anybody that I'm aware of on a consistent basis. He may answer a few phone calls. But from, you know, from watching him over the years, like, he doesn't leak things out to test case them. He just comes in and he does what he feels is right because he believes in his own ability to read people in situations. And which is one of the reasons why he's maintained consistency. So I'd be slightly surprised if he moved on from Harbaugh. You know, I think he could, you know, he could say, okay, this is a rough year. You know, Lamar got hurt. You know, we have some questions on defense. Like, he might come to him and say, like, the defensive coordinator was not prepared. So either you guys show me how the defensive coordinator and the defense itself are going to be better prepared for next year. But, you know, we went 1-5 to start this season or whatever it was. It's like, I can't remember at this moment.
1-5.
But, yeah, 1-5. And they went 1-5 to open the season. You got to show me how we're not going to have a repeat of what happened in the first six games of the season where the defense was, you know, measurably bad. And, you know, not, and I know there were some injuries. But that was, as we talked about a couple of months ago, that was the least physical Ravens defense I've ever seen. They've gotten better, but, you know, like, this is not a redo of the Syracuse Sam Adams years.
Longtime NFL writer Jason Cole, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Your breaking news, Burt Jones just tried out for the Commanders, I believe, trying to get himself back in the NFL.
I put that out on Twitter. Burt Jones was the guy.
I saw the old rusted rifle about 3 months ago. He didn't look like he was in bad shape, to be totally honest with you, Jason. Jason Cole, if we don't talk to you, have a great Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Absolutely, guys. Be good.
There's Jason Cole, everybody. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse with Quick Draw McGraw, and then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.